live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Got a really interesting, informative show for you today. We're going to start off by talking to our friend Kathy Marzek for the Alzheimer's Association. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming up very soon. We'll be talking about that and how you can help the cause. Then we'll talk with the local author, Carol Levin. She is part of my Professional Writers of Prescott series. And also with all the national attention on the late Senator John McCain, we will run after our news break at the bottom of the hour. We will run the first half of my July 2016 interview with Senator McCain when he was running in the Senate primary for his last election run. So I think you'll find that very interesting. And I'll have to remind you again before it runs, that interview was 2 years ago. So please keep that in mind when you hear some of his responses. Diamondbacks are in San Francisco hoping to finally score a run tonight. They are at AT&T Park with the pregame show at 7 o'clock, first pitch at 7:15 against the Giants. They will then head for Los Angeles for four games, four big division games against the L.A. Dodgers starting tomorrow. You know, we always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just drop me an email at DJFone, that's D-J-F-O-N-E, at KQ&A.com. Stay tuned. We've got Kathy Marzek just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
When it comes to radiation therapy for treating cancer, you want the best, and you want it close to home. At the Cancer Centers of Northern Arizona Healthcare in Sedona, a nationally recognized radiation oncologist leads our team of doctors, nurses, and therapists. We offer state-of-the-art radiation technology and provide compassionate, personalized care. For more information, visit nahealth.com or call 204-3000. Cancer Centers of Northern Arizona Healthcare, fighting cancer every step of the way together.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
Hello, outdoors. We've missed you so much. With the arrival of September, our thoughts turn to your outdoor living space. It's time to think about gatherings and relaxing outside again. We'll look at current trends in landscaping and hardscaping. Get your vegetable and flower gardens ready, too. Start each weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQ&A.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:06 with Kathy Marzek from the Alzheimer's Association. Kathy, we're seeing an acronym around town, WEA. What is that?
the Alzheimer's Association, across all the chapters across the country, will start scheduling their fall walks.
Mm-hmm.
This is the largest fundraiser for the association, and we actually have two walks up in this area. The Prescott Walk will be Saturday, September 15th, so just about 2 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
Registration's at 7:30 a.m. Ceremony kickoff is at 8:30 a.m., and then the walk will start at 9. And, of course, it's at the Courthouse Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
In November, when things cool down a little bit up in Sedona, we'll have our walk there Saturday, November 3rd. Registration's at 8. The kickoff ceremony is at 9. The walk starts at 9:30. That'll be at the Collective mm-hmm. in Sedona. We have walks all across our chapter area in Phoenix, Sun City. Las Vegas is part of our chapter, Tucson. So there are walks all over. So wherever you go, you're probably seeing something about them.
Now, your agency's mission is a world without Alzheimer's. Is that in the foreseeable future, do you think?
We hope so. They had a big Alzheimer's Association medical conference, I believe it was last month. Some promising research is going on. We are looking at, they have found a connection between managing high blood pressure with medications that may very well hold off the disease. They're not sure yet. They're still studying it.
Sure.
They found that for women, we always thought it was our age, the older we got, because we live longer than men,
mm-hmm.
that we get it more. They are finding out it's hormonal related. Things like menopause, age of the first child, how many children. They're now finding out certain factors like that may actually be contributing or helping to stave off the disease.
You know what bothers me when you talk about that? When you talk about things like menopause, menstruation, mental illness, it all starts with men. It's all our fault, isn't it?
Absolutely. Ask
I
any of
swear.
Us women and we will agree
that,
with that.
That explains a lot of it right there.
Yeah.
Now, how exactly to help the Alzheimer's cause and the Alzheimer's Association, how is the fundraising done?
The fundraising for the walk specifically, we ask people to form teams. We know a lot of you out there have been affected directly by this disease. You've either lost somebody already mm-hmm. or someone has it. And it has no preventive. There's no way to slow it down, and there is no cure. It's a fatal diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
So we look to all of you who've been affected to participate in the walk, form a team. Do fundraising, whatever you'd like to do. Our fundraising season actually goes, I believe, till, I want to say January, but mm-hmm. it doesn't end September 15th.
Yeah.
You can get as creative as you want. Register online. Register your team online. Let your friends know. They can go online and register too. They can get their friends to donate. So it's a domino effect. The more people who register, the better. If you don't have a computer, call our office.
Yeah.
928-771-9257. You can also call our 800 helpline, 800-272-3900.
Mm-hmm.
We try to cover all the bases. Without the money, we can't even get close to finding a cure or a preventive.
And it takes the money to fund all the research, correct?
Yes. The money, I'll give you a breakdown of where all our money goes that we collect in a year. The biggest chunk, about 77% of it, goes to our care initiatives, research, and awareness. Now, what does that mean? Our care initiatives are the support groups that we have for our caregivers. Those are free.
Mm-hmm.
But the money that we bring in helps support all of that.
Sure.
We have family care consultants. They will work with families, providing resources. They can actually go in the house, go into the home, and do an analysis for safety and health. And make recommendations. Those services are free. Research, as I mentioned, that the studies, there are, I want to say, hundreds of studies going on at any one time. They're looking at lifestyles. They're looking at the genetic composition connection. They're looking at gender. They're looking at anything and everything to figure out, why is this disease happening? How do we get in there? We know why. We're just trying to figure out how to get in there and fix it.
You know, with the widespread awareness of Alzheimer's disease and the number of people it's affected, of course, the baby boomer generation until the last few years has always been the biggest chunk of the population. And baby boomers now are hitting their 60s and 70s because we were such a huge part of the population. We're making up a big part of that Alzheimer's population, too. And I remember talking to the director of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare, Max Richmond. And he says one of the ironies of Social Security and Medicare is that when they were started, they were created with the idea you're really not going to live that long to really take advantage of it. And now, because of Social Security and Medicare, we are living longer because we're taking better care of ourselves and better able to finance it. But the downside of that is that in a lot of cases, I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, we live long enough for the worst aspects of aging to be inflicted on us, correct?
Age is one of the big risk factors. At 65 years old, you have about a 1 in 8 chance of developing it. By the time you're 85 to 90, it's down to 1 in 2.
Wow.
And when you think about the number of people living into their 80s and 90s in the medical profession or any part of the healthcare profession, they're calling it a healthcare tsunami. And speaking to that person's point, if we don't get this under control, it could easily bankrupt the whole healthcare system.
I can see that happening. Yeah, indeed. Now, what can you tell us about legislation like the National Alzheimer's Project Act?
The National Alzheimer's Project Act is the one that... Now I have to think about
now
this.
Now, on my notes here, I see it reflects the urgency of the epidemic. Of course, there's a historic $350 million in funding increases.
Yes. That has. We finally have gotten Congress to hear us, and they have substantially increased the funding for research. And a lot of states are actually branching out from that and setting up funds to help with the care in their states. Arizona is getting close. Governor Ducey has been very supportive of setting up a committee to look at this, and he's been partnering with the Alzheimer's Association, our chapter, and national, to help us establish funds. Now, when I lived in Connecticut and worked with that chapter, Connecticut had already done that. They actually had a fund set up. So caregivers, if they needed rest, a respite, there was money available for them to get the care for their loved one so they could step out and take a vacation.
Boy, I'm glad you mentioned that because our friend Debbie Stewart with the Senior Connection, she often has seminars where they talk about things you can do not only for the patient but for the caregiver. Tell us about some of the stresses that are on caregivers and family members when there's an Alzheimer's situation in the family.
It's devastating. If they're fortunate enough to recognize the advantage of getting the diagnosis, ruling out anything else that it could be, because a lot of diseases and conditions will mimic Alzheimer's. But if they get the actual Alzheimer's diagnosis early enough, it will help them work with their loved one to get everything in order. Their will, DNRs, health care, medical care, do they want to stay home? Are they okay going into a facility? Not making that promise, I'll never put you in a facility, because sometimes you have to. Yeah. It's too much. It is not unusual for the caregiver, the main caregiver, to develop their own health issues and pass before the person with Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
It is absolutely devastating. Family members can go into denial. I can't tell you how many families I've seen get torn apart by this because it's just so devastating. It's fatal.
Yeah.
There's one end result.
It's amazing. You know, my regular listeners and my coworkers know I can't go more than maybe an hour without making a movie reference. And a few years ago, the great actress Julie Christie, you remember her, she did a marvelous movie called Away From Her. And I know this has happened in some families. She portrays a woman who is suffering from Alzheimer's, who is placed in a nursing home where she completely loses any memory of the man she's been married to for 4 or 5 decades. He's a complete stranger to her. Yet at the nursing home, she falls for another man. Wow. Holy smokes. I mean, and that's what happens when you lose that brain capacity. I can't even imagine what it must be like unless the people have lived with it themselves.
It's to see the personality changes mm-hmm. or the withdrawal of the person.
The withdrawal there. Yeah, that's tough.
The key part. To see them not be able to remember family members, to not know where they are, not know their own home that maybe they've been in 30, 40, 50 years. Mm-hmm. It's devastating.
I can recall my own father. He had brain cancer. He didn't have Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. He had brain cancer. And the last week of his life, he wasn't recognizing any of us.
Right.
And that had advanced very, very quickly. When someone has Alzheimer's, is there a varied time frame we're talking about in terms of regression?
Generally, the statistic put out there is if they're diagnosed and they're in the early stages of the disease, it's about 7 to 10 years. Now, if the person has been diagnosed with early onset, that means before they're 65 years mm-hmm. old, they don't know why, that person will probably pass more quickly.
Mm, amazing. Well, tell us one last time when and where the Walk to End Alzheimer's is and how our listeners can help.
The Prescott Walk is Saturday, September 15th. You can register online at www.alz.org/walk. Put in your zip code. It'll bring up everything for Prescott. Mm-hmm. It's pretty easy to walk through. If you don't want to do that, call the office, 928-771-9257. They'll either walk you through the process on your computer or they will take care of registering you mm-hmm. That way. Registration starts at 7:30. Our ceremonies will start at 8:30, and then the walk will kick off at 9. There is a short and a long version of the walk. Generally, everybody's done by 10:30, so it's a fun, fast morning.
Yeah, and even if you can't take part in the walk, you can still help the Alzheimer's Association by contributing through that webpage and phone number, right?
Yes, there's a way to donate if you're not able to put together a walk team.
Very good. Kathy Marzek, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. On
behalf of the Alzheimer's Association, hey, stay tuned, because part of my Professional Writers of Prescott series continues in just a moment with Carol Levin on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
You're ready to wash off the day, do a little laundry, and spruce up the kitchen. You turn on the faucet and no water? Pick up the phone and call me, Bo Woods at RED Plumbing. With the mineral content in the Quad City water, I see faucets slow to a trickle. Don't wait until that's all you have. We can get you the right water softener to fight mineral buildup before it's a problem. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing to schedule your free estimate. We'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
On July 18th, a hailstorm hit Prescott Lakes Parkway, and almost every vehicle at Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan was damaged. This is Ed Walsh for the Lamb Auto Group. While the damage to our inventory was severe, we planned ahead with excellent insurance that covers loss due to hail. We have put up a 3,000-square-foot tent and have brought in 20 hail repair experts from around the country to fix our inventory. If you have a hail-damaged vehicle, bring it to Lamb Chevrolet. Nearly all of the damage is fixable, although there might be a few dings or scratches left on some vehicles. We are now starting the process of disposing of all of our hail-damaged inventory. Our insurance reimbursement will be massive, and that money is being used to discount discount our cars and trucks to unprecedented levels. Hail sales are extremely rare in the car business, and now is your time to score a once-in-a-decade deal on a new or used vehicle. Our loss can be your gain. Vehicles with a ding or scratch left after repair will receive the biggest insurance reimbursement and will be discounted the most. Come visit us at Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan and save huge on a hail-damaged vehicle.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
It is 2:21, time to talk about one of my favorite topics, writing. And you know, when you think about writing, a lot of people instantly think about books. But think about how many different ways the written word gets to us. Screenplays, magazines, newspapers, short stories, press releases, publicity, all sorts of things. That's one of the reasons I have the Professional Writers of Prescott series highlighted this month and next. And today we have Carol Levin. Carol, you have quite a background in writing. Tell us how it all began for you.
For me, it all began. I was working as a healthcare recruiter, and I was interviewing all these medical people, and it was really a lot of fun. I developed good listening skills. I wrote ads for recruitment. I got into writing promotional copy. So then I jumped in and writing feature articles in community newspapers, which moved into city newspapers throughout the Southwest, which then moved into magazine work, and that's what I do basically now. I work for a national publisher of health magazine.
Mm-hmm. And when you write such a varied different kinds of communications, how does learning one help with the other?
Well, you get used to the kind of medical people and alternative medical people you speak with. You know how to formulate questions and know how to listen. And one interview that I can have, long distance, which I do from different parts of the country, can just develop into, it's like a building block, and then you craft a piece, about 2,000 words, and hand it in. So it's each article that I write is like a... It's like learning, it's a coursework. Mm-hmm. So it expands my knowledge base.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's another different branch of writing. 25 years ago, I worked at a production facility, candy production plant, and they asked me to write a series of work manuals, safety and production manuals. They had always used mechanics for it. Well, the mechanics speak a certain language. You know, the floor people, the blue-collar people, speak a whole different language. And what I was able to do was breach that. And the reason I'm saying this is, how important is it before you start writing anything to ask yourself, who is this intended for? Who is it going to reach?
See, that's the thing. When I started out, my whole aspiration was freelance writing. I want to be free, mm-hmm. but you're not that free because you're writing for the audience, the readership, so you need to study that and the publication, the demographics there. You're writing for the editor, and then you want to make whoever you're interviewing and the research look good, palatable. So it's all those things. So you really have to look at all that. And it's not tech writing. Mostly it's Associated Press style.
Yeah. Well, in fact, Associated Press style, my guest yesterday, we were talking about that, because I used to work for a small newspaper in Kansas where they taught me the inverted pyramid and the AP style book and libel manual.
That's it, yeah.
And that was 34 years ago, and I'm still using it.
Great.
But that's great training, isn't it?
It is. I had really great training. This was basically in the Phoenix area until mm-hmm. I moved around other places. But, yeah, the training was really a base for everything.
Mm-hmm. What kind of aspirations do you have for your personal writing?
Well, I do have outlines for two nonfiction book projects, which I won't expand on because they kind of just sit there when I keep getting the assignments.
Welcome to the writer's life.
That pays. So, but yeah, that's what I would like to move forward with.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your teaching career. How did that start?
It started when I got a degree in communications. I started tutoring people in writing, and then I moved into doing writing workshops and non-credit teaching in community college, university. And now I facilitate writing workshops at the Prescott Library. This is the second Wednesday of every month. If anybody's interested, they need to register, either ask a librarian by phone or on their website. And the seating is limited, and it's a different subject every month, September through May.
You know, when I was in California, I was taking commission sales training, and they taught us that the most successful salespeople aren't big talkers. They're great listeners. Mm-hmm. Because if you're a listener, you know which questions to ask to lead to the sale. Likewise, as a writer, how important is it to listen and observe?
Oh, big time. And in our workshops, I offer the opportunity for people to express themselves as long as they don't ramble on and on and on, and I don't mean to be rude if I cut them off. I try to do it politely. Doesn't always happen. But we all share information and knowledge and express ourselves in that way. So, yes, listening and observing and keeping our mouths quiet at the right time is really important.
Mm-hmm. And how would you advise writers just starting out?
I would say to have some kind of a goal or purpose in mind. Free writing, which is not paying attention to punctuation, journaling, just expressing feelings, is a good way to warm up. And if you want to get published, what audience you want to reach, have some kind of a purpose and or a mission. Maybe you want to educate, you want to inspire, you want to motivate, but it's good to have that general idea in mind before you dive in.
It's been said that everybody has a great story in them, and an awful lot of people want to get that story out in the printed page. But I had a writer, writing teacher tell me one time, why would anyone be interested in this story? That's where you become a really skilled writer. How important is it for you to take what your life experiences and your passions and make it palatable to someone else who doesn't know you?
Well, the writer is in charge of that. It can be portrayed as a memoir, which would be a slice of life. It would be a narrow scope with broad appeal. Or it can be turning into some autobiographical fiction, which you throw in a lot of make-believe stuff. So there's a lot of ways to go. But you need, here again, to look at the audience, look at the competition out there and who's publishing what, to really make a hit for yourself.
So what does teaching do for you?
It allows me the opportunity, like I said, to share knowledge, but then to hear what all other people or writers have to say and to see people move forward and expand their knowledge base and increase their awareness and heighten their whole vibration. It's great to see that, and they blossom.
Back in my hometown, I went to a writer's symposium one day, and I raised my hand, and I asked a question, and I made the mistake of going a little too long. And I made a mistake by saying, or by making a joke about people who spend their vacations on the beach diagramming sentences. And all these heads turned toward me, and I realized these are the people who spend their vacations on the beach diagramming sentences. But that's the nitty-gritty part of being a writer, isn't it? Respecting rules, respecting grammar, punctuation, usage, things like this. It's not flashy, but that's the editor's job, isn't it?
It is, but as a writer, it's important to have some sense of organization for your material. Mm-hmm. So those days of diagramming sentences, which I don't think they do anymore.
Good. Didn't do me any good.
It allows you a sense of organization, mm-hmm, and outlining, you know, the Roman numeral 1, A, B, C, and then the 1, 2, 3 under it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get everything outlined and organized, you can go from there. Now, some writers just like to wing it and take it from the top. I'm one of more of the anal ones who does it from outlining.
This is a question I ask every writer. How important is it, as a writer, to be a voracious reader?
Oh, very important, and a lot of variety. I read mostly nonfiction, but I throw in some Lou Anne Rice, Barbara Dolinsky. That's kind of relaxing kind of a reading, mm-hmm, and magazine articles and newspaper stuff.
Mm-hmm. Who's inspired you in your writing career?
My teachers, mm-hmm, magazine article writing, a teacher and I had in Phoenix College, children's writing because I did kids' stuff, short fiction, basically my teachers. Mm-hmm. Even screenwriting, that helped me as far as knowing outlining and basic story structure.
You know, when I was in Los Angeles, I took a screenwriting course from Sid Field, who's been a script doctor for many years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he was talking about how important it is to you. He said, I love the line he used for this. Now, he's gone now, you know, God rest his soul. But he was talking about Final Draft Pro software. And he said the reason you need this is because it frees you from the tyranny of the tab key. Because when you write a screenplay, as you know, you're writing that screenplay in an extremely strict template, and you can't vary from that one iota, because the director is going to need a copy, the lighting guy, the cinematographer, the actors, everybody is going to need that, and they're expecting a certain structure, aren't they?
Yes. But, you know, I am quill pen. I don't go for these programs. Mm-hmm. A lot of writers do. More power to you.
Well, you know, Woody Allen, you mentioned a quill pen. Woody Allen, in his 80s, still writes every screenplay on his old manual Olivetti typewriter. How much whiteout does he go through, I wonder?
Probably a lot, but there's and writing by hand, or maybe even on the typewriter, it's a different kind of a process. Mm-hmm. It's the brain neuron to the hand method, they call it.
Yep.
So if you could slow down more, you might see your writing come out with a different kind of quality.
Now, when you get down to writing that book, when it's published, I'm going to have you come back and answer this question. You can answer it now in advance if you like. Again, I ask every writer I talk to this question. At what point, or at any point during the writing of your stories, have your characters and your plot lines converged and started writing themselves, and you had to keep up?
Wow. I have to say, I'm not there yet.
You will be.
Okay, thanks.
You will be.
Maybe when I was doing for kids with the educational publisher, everything seemed to come out in third grade level, either third grade or 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And it started a little bit, but I was limited to word count. But I get what you're saying. That's like a Ray Bradbury thing.
And Ray Bradbury, when I was living in Los Angeles, Ray Bradbury used to get on his bicycle. Yep, in his 80s. He would pedal down to the Central Library in downtown L.A. because he never drove a car. And he would hold court for literary students down there in the library.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't it? What an amazing man. I wish I'd had a chance to meet him. I only know about that because of a great story about him in Los Angeles Magazine, but what a literary giant.
Yeah.
So, can we expect to see you once in a while at the Professional Writers of Prescott meetings?
Oh, sure. I was there last evening. We did a whole thing on different genre writers getting together at different tables. It's a lively group, and Pat Fogarty is the president.
Yes, he's great.
It's a very nice energy there, so anybody who wants to start out, or you can be brand new, or even just have a basic interest in writing and show up the last Tuesday of the month at the library at 6 o'clock, just come on in.
And thanks to Pat for recommending all these writers that we've been having on the show. We have a lot more coming up the next few weeks, too. Carol Levin, thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your writing.
Thank you.
Stay tuned, because we've got local and state news with Link coming up. And then my conversation 2 years ago with Senator John McCain. That is coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Labor Day sale at Ace, which means it's the perfect time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, including Weber, Traeger, and more. Right now, get the right grill at the right price, delivered right to your door. Now through Labor Day, hurry in and save $50 on select Weber Spirit grills. Plus, get free assembly and delivery on any grill $3.99 and up, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only through September 3rd. Store stock only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. live, franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Don't miss the sticker ripping madness at Finley GMC. Save thousands on every new GMC truck and SUV in stock. A new 2018 Finley GMC Canyon SLE. We've ripped the sticker down to only $29,000. Save $66.75. A new 2018 Finley GMC Acadia Denali. Save $9,600. That's over 18% off MSRP. Save up to $15,000 on a new 2018 Yukon Denali. That's 19% off MSRP. Finley GMC in Prescott will not be undersold by dealers in Phoenix. We guarantee to beat their price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. Keep your tax dollars local, save money, and help support your community. Sticker Rippin' Madness is on at Findlay GMC Buick Prescott at FindlayBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. GMC. We are professional grade.
Offers for well-qualified buyers does not include tax, license, title fee, and $495.fees. See dealer for complete details and any restrictions. Stock number G38306, G39945, G39714. Expires 9/4/2018.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. State Representatives David Stringer and Noel Campbell will be representing the Republican Party in the November 6th general election. Yesterday's unofficial primary election results show Campbell finishing with 43% of the vote, Stringer with 37%, and Prescott Valley Town Councilwoman Jody Rooney with 21%. Rooney explains she sees a positive in this election.
We have run a really hard race with wonderful people to back us up. That's nothing to be ashamed of. In fact, it encourages me all the more.
Rooney calls the election process a real learning experience.
I love to learn. I don't know everything. I'm teachable. And the things that I got to learn just from a campaign standpoint were wonderful, but also with all the new relationships that I put into place.
Campbell and Stringer will face Democrat Jan Manilis, who defeated Ed Gogek in the primary 58-42%. For more information on this story, log on to kqna.com and click on the link to Prescott eNews. A Prescott Valley man has been charged with traffic-related violations following a four-car collision on Glassford Hill Road.
The crash occurred at around 5:45 Monday morning.
The vehicle driven by Rody Beryl from Prescott Valley. After speaking with Beryl, police determined that he had been driving southbound on Glassford Hill Road from Maverick Gas Station.
Prescott Valley Police Department spokesman James Reisinger says Farrell indicated he had a headache before blacking out and being helped out of his vehicle.
Beryl was evaluated for possible symptoms of impairment. However, no results of impairment were found. Farrell refused medical treatment, and there were no other reports of injuries from the other drivers.
Farrell collided with a Jeep at the intersection of NAZ Sons Way and Glassford Hill Road. That Jeep crashed into another one. Farrell crossed the median and traveled southbound into the northbound lane. A number of vehicles had to swerve to avoid being hit. Then Farrell collided with a pickup truck, resulting in his vehicle crossing back over the median at Glassford Hill Road, where it came to rest. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear and sunny through Friday. We're going to see a high of 85 today in the Prescott area with an overnight low of 60 and a high of 87 tomorrow and Friday. 96 degrees today for Cottonwood in the Verde Valley with a low tonight of 66 and a high tomorrow and Friday of 97. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Summer vacation is over. Family trips are amazing memories, and the kiddos are back in school. Now that life is quiet, there are no more excuses for putting off those projects. Hi, I'm Sandy with Yavapai County Contractors Association with some important reminders. Call YCCA for referrals. We have the best contractors. Never pay in cash. Always get a contract. YCCA is here for you. 778-0040. Don't start without us.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia. Ventures 1 Hour Air Conditioning, Benjamin Franklin Blood, Prescott Valley Automotive, Waters Garden Center, Barrett Propane, Primavera Online School, Al's Auto Body, House Jules Country Bank, Prescott True Value, Affinity RV, Yamapai Bottle Gas, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, and Cliff Castle Casino. D-backs visit the Giants tonight at 7 a.m. 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Cable One brings high-speed internet to the greatest town on earth, yours. Now you can get up to 100 megs for just $45 a month for 6 months. No deposit, no contract. Enjoy faster downloads, better streaming, up to 100 megs, $45 a month for 6 months. Connecting is easy. Call 877-687-1427 or visit CableOne.net today. Restrictions apply. Call Cable One for details.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, it's my pleasure on Q&A today to speak with U.S. Senator John McCain. Senator McCain is running for his 6th term in Washington. And I have to ask you, Senator, in the news recently, we've had, of course, law enforcement shootings. We have a major event taking place in Turkey. You are the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Tell us what your reaction is to what's going on, first of all, in Turkey.
Well, first of all, in Turkey, there was an attempted coup by elements of the military. The military has always had a special place in the lives of the Turkish people because it was Ataturk who yanked them into the 20th century. And there have been coups in the past. Obviously, this one was not well planned. And Erdogan, the present president of Turkey, who was prime minister, had put it down. And now, unfortunately, he's using defeating that coup to consolidating his power into a mere near dictatorship position. Turkey's important to the United States because of our base, their base in Incirlik that we're using to launch attacks in Syria against ISIS. It's important because it's a very big country, and so it's not in our interest, frankly, to see Erdogan consolidate his power to a degree where he is literally arresting thousands of people who obviously had nothing to do with this coup. It's not a good thing for democracy. It's not a good thing for the United States, and it's not a good thing in our effort to defeat ISIS.
I understand, too, that this dictator has fired 9,000 officers.
Yeah, he is obviously, interestingly, a few years ago, he had put on trial hundreds of military leaders, and a lot of people thought that was enough to consolidate his power. By the way, one of the persons that he's having arrested is his own military advisor. This is really an in-depth reformation of Turkey into leaning towards and moving towards more of an Islamist state. That is not good. That is not a good thing for the people of Turkey.
In your career in public service, going back to the early 80s, you've heard people say, we should stay out of being the world's policeman. What happens if we let this go?
Well, DJ, if you look at the world in January of 2009, when Barack Obama came to the presidency, look at the world today. You'll see a world in turmoil. You'll see a greater number of refugees anytime since the end of World War II. You'll see the rise of a radical Islamist terrorist organization called ISIS, which is metastasizing throughout the region. You will see human rights abuses on a scale that is almost unprecedented in recent times. And it's all, in my view, to a large degree, a failure of American leadership. The president thought that if he got out of conflicts, that conflicts would end. Obviously, that is not the case. And there's a echo chamber there of adoring columnists in Washington like Fareed Zakaria and Friedman and Krugman and these people. But the facts are stubborn things, and this president has been an abysmal failure. The latest, you see John Kerry going to Moscow. literally on his knees begging the Russians to coordinate with us, which will then consolidate Russian power, consolidate Bashar Assad in his position, who has killed 400,000 of his own people with these horrible barrel bombs and with poison gas. Not to mention the Iranians capturing two American vessels in the biggest humiliation the United States Navy has suffered since Pearl Harbor.
More than 100 years ago, Teddy Roosevelt famously said, "Walk softly and carry a big stick." On the world stage, is the U.S. still respected or feared?
Not at all. I can tell you the foreign minister of one of the Gulf states in the Middle East told me, he said, "I think it's better now to be America's enemy than its friend." You are seeing these countries in the region accommodate to the new realities as they see it, and that is a disappearance or a dramatic reduction in United States influence and our willingness or ability to act. Small example, when the president said, because of the use of poison gas by Bashar Assad, and then changed his mind, the Saudis had planes on the runway ready to attack Syria, as the president had threatened. They found out the president changed his mind on CNN.
Wow. Now, you were a prisoner of war. Mm-hmm. You have endured torture. Mm-hmm. When you hear a presidential nominee endorsing waterboarding, what is your first reaction?
Dismay, because, one, it's against the law. Two, it's against the Geneva Conventions, which we are signatories to, which is an overall regulations for the conduct of the treatment of prisoners of war. And third of all, that any expert, and you ask General Petraeus, ask General Mattis, ask any of our military leaders, and they will tell you that waterboarding and torture does not lead to information. In fact, it leads to false information, because the person who is being tortured will say anything that he thinks would then make the pain stop. So it's not effective. And again, additionally, when Donald Trump says he's going to kill terrorist families, I don't understand that. Does that mean children? Does that mean you hold their wives responsible? Americans are angry. Americans are worried about attacks on the United States of America. Americans want us to do whatever is necessary to protect this nation. But I don't think that that Americans would look with favor at killing the family members of people who commit crimes. We certainly are for killing them. And by the way, we either attack them and kill them in Raqqa, or we kill them in Orlando or San Bernardino. That's why, and this president has no real strategy to go to Raqqa and take out the headquarters of an organization that now has a chemical weapons factory there.
There's been a big push nationwide among voters to get rid of career politicians and go for a change. They seem to be promoting people who have no experience in Washington. But we have a president right now who was only a state senator and had to learn on the job. Are we paying the price for that, do you think?
He was a state senator and a short time in the United States Senate, as you know. I think that the American people are very frustrated with Washington, as we have watched the slowest recovery in history. 19 million Americans have stopped looking for a job. Blue-collar white workers, male and female, who saw their jobs disappear are very frustrated, and that is understandable with their frustration. And they see gridlock in Washington, and so they are throw everybody out. And I can understand that. Then you throw on top of that attacks on the United States of America that have taken place and in Europe, and the prospect of many more. That's what the director of the CIA and the director of National Intelligence have said. I believe that I'm running not just on my record, but on my ability to address these challenges, including the chairmanship of the Armed Services Committee, making sure we have a military who is prepared, trained, equipped, and able to attack these challenges, which are unprecedented since the end of World War II.
We are speaking with U.S. Senator John McCain. He is running for his sixth term in Washington on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Tickets are on sale now as the most anticipated French experience returns to Arizona. The Voila Tour now through September 1st at various intimate locations, showcasing talents and food drenched in French culture and beloved local artists, with the grand finale at the beautiful Elks Theater August 31st. Featuring Gelb as well, with special appearances from the Cheektones, Sugar and the Mint, and Tom Agostino. For a complete schedule and to get your tickets to these breathtaking events, visit PrescottElksTheater.com or VoilaTourAZ.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
There's a place where we learn that in giving, we receive. A place where the broken find healing and repentant hearts find mercy. A light to guide us through darkness. Where is this place? It's a Catholic church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:53, and listening to that conversation I had with Senator McCain, I had to keep reminding myself, no, this was 2 years ago. This was not just the last week or so. It's been quite a whirlwind week of memories of Senator McCain, and, you know, we still talk about that time he was here in the studio. He was running against Kelly Ward at the time, and, of course, Kelly Ward lost her primary yesterday to Martha McSally, Joe Arpaio coming in third. Well, tonight at the Barley Hound, just a half block from Courthouse Plaza, the Voila Tour continues with French singers and bands jamming in the performance area out back with French food, wine, and music, and all the new friends that we've made in town with our friends from France. Tickets are $25. You can get them at VoilaTourAZ.com. Now, last night, we had a great time at the Raven with Alan and Martine Hussay. Gail Buswell and her great band were there. Donna Carver, Cheyenne, Ron Coor, Caddy Joe, Eve Carolee, Chris and Lowe, and of course the many fans they've made around town. This is all building toward the big concert Friday at the Prescott Elks Theater, featuring the very best of the Voila Tour French performers, including the amazing Belen La Parisienne. If you haven't seen her, you're really in for a treat with that. Along with the Cheektones, Sugar and the Mint, Tom and Krista Agostino. Only a few tickets remain. Call 777-1370 or go go to PrescottElksTheater.com. You can go to VoilaTourAZ.com. That's Voila, VoilaTourAZ.com. For the complete schedule of events, still lots of good stuff going on in town this week. It will be my pleasure and honor to be your MC for the big concert at the Prescott Elks Theater on Friday. You know, the Prescott Elks Theater is more than just great concerts. It's also classic movies. They have a Wednesday night classic movie series resuming next week, September 5th, with The Avengers. The week after that, 9/12, it'll be Footloose. On September 19th, The Godfather. The 26th of September, The Breakfast Club. On October 3rd, now keep in mind, we're heading toward Halloween. So on October 3rd, The Neverending Story. October 10th, Beetlejuice. The 17th, Psycho. The 24th, Hocus Pocus. And the 31st, The Shining. Now, if you, those are all coming, by the way, to the Prescott Elks Theater big screen. Now, if you've ever seen the Bette Midler film Hocus Pocus, that real rickety Grimm, Brothers Grimm style house that they use for their home, and that's a real residence. It's on Carmelita and Walden, the corner of Carmelita and Walden in Beverly Hills. I visited the house, exterior only, several times. It's, the last I heard it was owned by a doctor in Beverly Hills, but it's an amazing house. The roof is slanted, kind of tilted. It looks like broken windows are all fake. They've got a mailbox out front with a shark coming out of it. They got a rickety picket fence. It's terrifying to look at, but so much fun too. And yeah, a family actually lives there, and it's in the middle of Beverly Hills, if you can imagine that. Probably drives the neighbors nuts, but I love that house. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of the Town Prescott at 4. Join me right back here Thursday with my guests, America's favorite Americana historian and patriotic storyteller, Jerry Stewart. He'll be talking about his Labor Day broadcast, A Labor of Love, and you'll hear the second half tomorrow of my July 2016 interview with Senator John McCain. That's tomorrow at 2 for Q&A, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.